Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Beginning to forget to include the Nifty there once or twice this week, Sam. It's almost as if it's not really your nickname that...
Especially as... Well, it's more what other people call me, to be honest. I don't introduce myself as Nifty because I think of myself as Sam, but
not even your nickname.
I tell you, so many people, I'm so used to being called Nifty in the street, even by my mum, by the police. Yeah. Everyone just knows me as Nifty round the way.
This is sad.
Have you seen my new profile picture? I put there was a wanted poster up round my way when I was younger.
What?
When I was a gentleman thief.
No.
Well, when I was a helping gentleman
thief.
Where
have you put this?
And I found it just in the archives. So I thought, oh, it might be nice. So if you look on my Twitter, you can see. It was in my Nifty heyday. Because Nifty is very much a reference to my past.
Nifty Delaney, notorious scamp. Wanted.
Yeah. That's how I was known.
Yeah,
round my way when I was a kid. I was just a notorious
Victorian scamp.
And scamping in that era was a serious offence. People think of it as like a joke term now, but it was actually treated quite seriously by the authorities in the Thatcher era.
Is it not related to the theft of scampy fries?
There was a bit of that going on, but that might be where it originally got its name from. It's hard to know where these words, what the derivation of these words are. But it could have been that we did used to nick scampy fries from
Mr. If they were there for
Patel's.
The nicking, you'd nick them. Because that's what you were. That's what you did.
We called it scamping.
Scamping.
Just been out scamping.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you like the picture. I hope people like seeing a bit of my past that I've tried to leave behind me.
It's not
going to
make anyone's life any worse. It's just gone 11 a.m. on Friday morning. I've had quite a morning, Sam. Already.
What's happened?
Already this morning, I've been to B&M, bang! I've been to up the Asda, bang! I've inflated my car tyres, bang!
Bang!
And I've had a nap, bang!
Bang!
It's just
what a
11
morning.
a.m.
What happened? Where was the first place you went?
B&M.
What's that?
Have you not got B&M near you? It's a bit like Home Bargains.
Oh, yeah.
I think B&M Bargains might be its full title, but I think it's dropped the bargains bit now. It's B&M. It's got everything cheaper than
the supermarket.
Please note,
we no longer offer bargains. Please note, we no longer offer bargains.
We have removed the bargains offering.
Please note, since government guidelines on the definition of bargains have been changed, we have been forced for legal reasons to remove the word bargains from our title.
I mean, I think...
However, we will still endeavour to offer you the best prices possible.
I mean, if you're getting there on a good deal, I think B&M just really stands for bargains and mayhem, because that's what
Great.
You get. But it was... I was in there for like 8:30 because I thought I want to avoid the crowds. I needed some...
What, were you after something specific?
I needed dog treats. Specifically,
right.
Salmon buttons.
Is that the ones that he
likes? He
likes
his salmon buttons and we've run out.
What, and if you give him another flavour, is he a bit like, fuck off, mate, where's
no,
the salmon?
If I give him any kind of treat over a repeated length of time, he's like, yeah, fuck off, mate. He likes to have them mixed up.
Oh,
he likes to keep
I'm not a creature of habit.
No, I'm very much not.
Dad, I'm not a creature of habit. I like the spice of life. Some people are happy to just, you know, settle into a routine. But, you know, for me... It's no coincidence that the words routine and rot are so similar, phonetically, you know. Because to me, it's just a rot. To me, routine equals death. Death of my spirit, death of my adventurous soul, right? And part of that needs to be a variety of different treats.
I insist that you keep me very much on my toes, and I keep you on your toes. So, it's salmon buttons.
And that's the way, that's why our friendship... which is what you could call it, is so special, Dad. You're like, no, it's fucking not.
I love you,
fuck
Dad.
Off. I love you, Dad, and I love the way you believe in maintaining the spice of life.
I love it.
1 minute. Life's a roller coaster with you, and I mean that in the best possible way.
I love it. What's that lovely phrase you always say to me that makes me feel so warm inside? What is it? Fuck off. Yeah, I love it when you say that, Dad.
Leave me alone, you fucking nutter, you stalker. Dog stalker. That's your pet name for me, which is ironic because I suppose in a sense I am a pet, although I think that somewhat belittles my status in your life.
I'm getting annoyed now because I'm imagining that's him talking and it's annoying me. Yeah. So salmon buttons, three bags of them because you can only get them at B&M.
When you know that guy who he contacted us during our wildly successful live streaming of England Holland watch along the other night, and one guy got in touch to offer us free tea and coffee equipment.
That's right. Yes.
Well, he's been back in touch. Right.
He wasn't drunk then. He's backed it up
on our YouTube. Yeah, I was waiting for it. I mean, I was hovering like a hawk once he started mentioning tea making facilities.
It was like Christmas Day for you, wasn't it?
what he called a space age teapot. Oh. I was like, fucking hell. Let's have a look at this then. Fuck. Right. And so I've been hovering over our Twitter waiting for this to land. This morning it landed. I was very excited. And I can tell you, mate, it's more exciting than we could have initially imagined. Because this fella, not only does he do tea and coffee equipment in his company, right? He also does cat and dog supplies, right?
Of course. The two go hand in hand. Why not?
Yeah, and he has got on his company, I'm just trying to get his name because, you know, we ought to give him, I mean, the quid pro quo here is that he gets plug, publicity. Yeah. Just trying to find it. Here we go. His name's Paul Everson, right? Yeah. So Discover Coffee is the hot beverage organisation he has. Okay. And I've deep dived the site already this morning. While you've been out at B&M, right, I have been fucking deep diving discovercoffee.co.uk, right, looking at all the stuff I might potentially get for free or at a discount price. Yeah. And there are many. I have a long list to send to him. So if you're listening, Paul Everson, get ready. You're gonna fucking regret these offers that you've made, basically. Right, but then he chucks in, I also have a dog-cat business. Could send you a few bits of the pets too. Might cheer your cat up, Sam, after his recent troubles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really nice. Poor old Nelson.
Although, dog and cat service, did he say, or company?
Well, it's mainly dog-focused. When you go on there, because the title of it is called Not in the Doghouse. Right. So most of the stuff on there would be more suitable for Oscar.
Right.
But I'm sure you don't feel as if Oscar needs too much more than he's already got. Mm. Right. But there's also cat equipment on there too.
Okay.
Treats, toys, beds, wow. Food, everything, yeah. Right? So that's me sorted. I mean, I've got stuff for Nelson. Mm-hmm. I can get Nelson's treats and I might get him a toy because he likes those. I mean, there's few things more fun in life, mate, than getting one of those toys that's filled with catnip.
Yeah.
And seeing the way your cat behaves when you dangle it near him. Even an old cat like Nelson goes fucking berserk.
Yeah.
Like madness. So I'll be asking for some of those. There's coffee equipment, which I'll be asking for, and tea equipment. And a space-age teapot. It's a bit over-the-top space-age. But you know me. Whatever the teapot, I can't resist it.
If you're listening, Paul, I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry he's responded like, in this you know way.
I'm like Oscar in that sense,
right? You could
have
seen this coming.
Yeah. I like tea. Of course I do. That's well known. But I'm like Oscar in as much as I like to mix up how I make the tea.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I have so many teapots, because I think I'll make it in this. And I also feel like I get this with cups as well. This will be something that people will write in about for real. In the morning, when I get up to make tea, what I do is I go down and make tea for the whole family, right, bring it up, everyone gets a cup of tea in bed. But when I'm blearily assembling the equipment onto the tray, I open the mug drawer, the mug cupboard, and I, you know, really, I decide what cups to get. A lot of it depends on what's clean and in the cupboard, right? Some might be in the dishwasher or whatever. and what's at the front. And when I pick out the mugs, I find myself being extremely superstitious about
right.
it. Do you know yeah. what I mean? Like, so even though my brain is half awake and my eyes are only half open, I'm like thinking weird thoughts. Like, I think I'll give that one to my daughter because she likes that one. And I'm going to give that one. And then the one for me, I'm like, I can't have that one because in the past that's brought me bad luck. Right.
Oh, right. I've still got it then. Get rid of it. Cast out the demons.
Smash it up, you mean?
Fucking smash it up in a bag. Yeah.
Get the Terminator to it. No, I'm all right with other people having it.
Well, that speaks volumes in itself.
Yeah, fuck them.
I think, no, I'm sorry. I think you need to get your Hessian sack out, get it in the sack, get it out the front and smash it up and film it.
Get it.
For the IFS.
One of my kids said to me yesterday, your whole life is about smashing glass. Because I've been talking about it so much. I came in from the front and putting some recycling out. I went, there's broken glass still everywhere out there, as if I was surprised, knowing full well I was responsible for the broken glass still being there. I said, there's a load of broken glass out there. And one of them went, I think my daughter just went, your whole life is about broken glass. It's all you talk about. It's all you do. It's talk about how you're going to dispose of it, how you're going to smash things up.
Yeah, she's got a point, hasn't she?
I suppose that is the case.
She's got a point.
She has, in a way, it is taking over my life a bit. But, yeah, I don't know if people have that. But also, like, with mugs and pots, I sort of mentally in my mind talk to them as if they're almost members of a football squad or something right. like that, where I go, I sort of say,
your
right,
turn now.
It's your turn yeah. today, mate. I hope you're yeah. ready. You're getting a call up off the bench. Like, you know, my metal one. You know that metal one I got because I wanted it to be like British Home Stores canteen. Yeah. And I was like, mate, you're getting a nod. You have, no, fair enough. I've neglected you recently, but you've been patient. You've sat there on the shelf, yeah. but I'm giving you a break now. Now,
don't
come
let me
on.
Down.
Give me, show me why. Show me why I have to use you more often. And I'm the same with the cups. I'm like, now, nah, mate, remember the other day when I was waiting on that important bit of work to come through and I had my morning tea out of you because I thought you were going to bring me luck because you're my Delaney, because the Delaney family has a coat. All Irish names have a coat of arms, yeah. right? And so when I'm in Ireland, in the past I've bought Delaney paraphernalia.
Delaney stuff, yeah.
It's all in the
same
tourist
Scotland,
shops.
Isn't it?
Probably
yeah.
a load of fucking
yeah, every
bollocks, day to be
Scotland
honest.
They've all got a tartan, haven't they? All the surnames got their own tartan.
Yeah.
Bullshit,
yeah,
it?
It's probably bullshit. Some fucking guy in some sort of touristy tax shop has made up yeah. a Delaney coat of arms to mug off idiots like me. Oh yes, well I'm
Delaney.
Irish. Look, here's my coat of arms.
Delaney, forever
fucking
scamming.
Bollocks, is it? Yeah. And there's some fucking bloke at Tourist Tat Industries out in fucking Cork going, yeah, give us another fucking name to sell to those fucking English cons who think they're Irish. Delaney, right, what will we do now? A shield with three fucking fishes on it, that'll do for them. Which is, by the way, what it is, right?
Take the what's the McElroy one? That's two fishes. Well, just do the McElroy with an extra fish on.
It's quicker. I'm not going to start buying extra images now because it costs
copy
money.
Paste.
Just do a different number of fishies. Different number of fishies depending on the family. That'll do us. They're not going to cross-reference, for fuck's sake. Half of them are pissed up on Temple Bar in that fucking Dublin and the fucking Guinness, right? And they'll buy whatever you fucking tell them. Give them some sense of fucking
don't
heritage.
See the fucking price
they
charge
none.
In there for the fucking pints of Guinness. It's ridiculous.
Fucking idiots. Right, so, yeah, that's the situation. They just sell shit to idiots like me, and I've got some of that, and I've got a mug with the Delaney coat of arms on, and I've had a very bad relationship with
really
it over the
turbulent.
Years. Because
yeah.
there were, well, I used to think that if I had my tea from it in the morning, then my granddad, my Irish granddad, long dead, deceased, 1997, also Sam Delaney, right, he... I thought that it would be him watching over me.
Right.
See what
yeah,
I mean?
Obviously, yeah.
I thought if I had my tea from the Delaney mug, he'd be up in Irish heaven going, well done there, remembering your roots, so you are. I'm going to make sure you get that big work contract today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a few strings up here in Paddy Heaven. give you an odd luck in the Irish. And it's a good job you didn't use your fucking West Ham mug, because if you had it done, I wouldn't have given you any luck whatsoever. Fuck off. That's the way I saw it.
I suppose that's something, isn't it?
I thought I was communicating with my grandfather's ghost, but then a couple of times I had it and the luck that I was looking for that day didn't materialise and I became angry with the mug.
Yeah.
And I did a complete about face. I lost all faith in it. And now, if I've got a big day coming up, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, you've let me down in the past.
I'm not drinking from you. I'd rather go, look at this, a generic M&S ball grey mug. Because then it's neutral. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never going to be unlucky or lucky.
Can't go wrong with that. I mean, I've got a similar sort of superstition kind of thing going on. I've got a load of different mugs. I think we've both got the same Darth Vader I Am Your Father mug, haven't we?
I Am Your Father, yes.
Sometimes we've both drank from that.
What's good about that is it's quite large, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my tea mug first thing in the morning, because it's bigger than your standard mug.
Yeah, nice big cup.
So I get a bit extra tea when I have that. Coffee, I'll have a smaller mug. Like, I've got my Modern Toss one today at work. Fella saying, think I'll go home now, I'm a bit bored. But I've got an Athletico mince mug, and I never drink from the mince mug while we're doing this podcast, because I want you to think of us as podcast equals.
Yeah.
And I don't want to rub it in your face that I've got another wildly successful podcast.
You know that I'm upset, that I find it upsetting to think about.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you mention it, I just ignore you.
Forget it and move on to something else. Well, but there you are.
But it's there. It's there.
I feel as though I've tainted the atmosphere of this podcast now just by mentioning it.
I appreciate that you've made the effort not to drink from a mince cup. But anyway, that's nice.
Yeah, moving on.
I also do the same thing with apps on my computer. I've told you this before.
Have you?
Right. So if I've got loads of apps, I tell you lots of things, mate. I don't expect you to listen, right? Especially when we're not actually on air, so you're not actually earning anything from it.
There's no obligation at all to pay any attention to you.
There's no monetary gain from listening to what I say to you off air, and you're just like, mate, I don't
care. I'm speaking to you now as a friend. Goodbye.
Right. When I've got lots of apps open, I'm like, do you know what? I've got to get all these apps shut down because my computer's running slow and I've got to do something important. So I go, right, cunts. Some of you are getting fucking shut down right now. Who's it going to be? Who's first in the fire? Who's first against the wall? Apps, right?
You've got a system.
Obviously, there's all. Everyone knows. I'm sure it's the same for everyone. If you've got a Mac, the first one to fucking go is iTunes. You're getting shut down, mate.
Mm.
Why are you open in the first place? I didn't open you. You open yourself, right? All the time. So that can fuck off, because that is of no use to any.
You
cunt,
can control
right?
that. You can stop that from doing that. You know, you have the power.
What, opening?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, right.
What, the ones that open when on
startup? Right click, untick the box.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you.
But then there's other ones that you opened a long time ago and forgot to shut. There's other ones that make it quite complicated. These are the ones like that, the ones that make it difficult for you to shut them. It's like one of those contracts you sign for a direct debit, and then there's loads of small print to stop you ever getting out of it ever again in your life, right? And some apps are like that, because you'll try and shut, and they go, oh, hang on, you can't shut me at the moment because you've got something open. And then you shut that, and they go, you still can't shut me because there's something else that we need you to sign.
Like yeah, fucking yeah. cunt.
And you're like, do you know what I do? This is what I love. This is what I've told you about before.
Yeah,
I'm like, right, cunt, you asked for this. Yeah.
Force quit.
Force quit, cunt. And that is going right, that's expediting matters. I go over your head, I effectively go to the god.
Yeah, you go above
computer,
its line manager,
right?
Everything.
Everyone, I go, it's like when in the past I have done that thing where I email chief executives of companies who are giving me the runaround, and I say, I am a very important journalist, and I will not hesitate to drag your corporate reputation through the mud unless you give me a big refund, right? I'll do that. Fuck it. If people are fucking you around, why not? Hold them to account, I say, right? The computer's the same. If these apps are fucking me around, I'm like, all right, cunts. I tried to do this the nice way. I'm going on a force quit binge, and I force quit all of them. It's like a massacre.
Bang, 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 bang.
It's a massacre.
Quit,
bang,
quit, 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 quit.
Bang, force quit. Microsoft Word, force quit. Notes, force quit. Google Chrome, force quit. Spotify, force quit. Fuck off all of you. Get out of my life. I need freedom and space.
And then 6 hours later, where's that piece I'm doing for The Guardian I was halfway through? Oh, fuck! I force-quitted it!
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that's not right. Words should fucking just save everything anyway. Recovery mode, recovery mode. Ah, recovery mode's not working. I'm going to email the chief executive of Microsoft Word and threaten to sue them. Anyway. So, I don't know where how we got to there or why.
I think it was just B&M.
Important information, wasn't it? I promise you that there will be people listening who have very similar systems, whether it's with their cups, their teapots, their apps, or something else, where they have a secret dialogue in their head with things in their house about preferences they show. A lot of people will do it with pants and socks.
Yeah.
It's your turn today, mate. Hope you don't let me down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't got that going on with pants and socks.
Don't tell me you've never had a pair of lucky pants in your life. You must have done, even when you were younger.
Nah, I've never.
Like if you're going out on the Raz, do you never think, I better put on some good pants?
I've got a uniform uniform system with pants. I just buy the same ones all the time. I buy the same ones from Sainsbury's in the two section, and I buy them whenever they've got 25% off. I stock up. Same with socks. All the same.
That's a good system. It's basically what I call the Fonzarelli system. Like, there was once an episode where you saw inside his cupboard and he just had loads of black leather jackets, loads of white t-shirts, loads of jeans.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
My mate Tommy, years ago, was at a party, a house party, and he'd managed to successfully chat up a lady. And he was pretty sure that he was taking her
different
home.
Times.
At the end of the night. All great. Until at one point in the evening, he has to go to the toilet and he has to do a shit. And
shit
having done the
at
shit.
A party shit.
At a party. Who knows why, mate?
Oh, man.
I don't know, but things happen, don't they? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I guess
listen,
so.
Over the years, it's not common, but I've probably done that. I've probably done it at. I remember doing it at a Goldie concert in a club in Brighton.
Goldie
and
shit.
That's probably the most disgusting toilet in the world. And I've done shits at most football grounds. It was disgusting. At a drum and bass gig in Brighton in the 90s.
Oh, I've only done a gig shit or a match shit in emergency conditions. It's not. You wouldn't take a regular shit at a Goldie gig or a match, would you?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't just think, oh, I'm going to have a
it's
relaxing
time for me
one.
Shit.
You'd only. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm sure it's the same for Tommy. It's not like, oh, I think I might treat myself to a shit. No, you do it if you absolutely have to and don't have a choice. There was a business associate once who I was chatting to, and I didn't really know him. But I'd met him once before, and it was sort of a formal kind of a work chat. And when I emailed him, I was sort of semi-formal. Hello, we have met before, but it's been a while and blah, blah, blah. And he wrote back to me, he was quite a senior guy within an organisation. And I immediately knew he was a top bloke. So he wrote back, he went, oh yeah, he was a northerner. So even though it was in an email, I'll do his
please
accent.
Do.
And he went, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I met you about 10 years ago in that pub with your brother. I remember it well because I'd drunk 6 pints of Guinness and later on that night I had my first ever and still only shit on a train. And I was like, good man. I thought, that's broken the ice.
Fucking hell.
And anyway, Tommy knew he was taking her home or was very confident that he was likely to. And then later at the house party, he needs to do an emergency shit. So he goes and does an emergency shit. And it's the old classic, there's no toilet roll. So he doesn't know what to do. And he's really worried because of the situation, particularly worried because of the situation with the girl. He doesn't want to jeopardise it. So he ends up removing his boxer shorts, tearing them
right
up, and using bits of them to wipe his bottom right? Flushes it down the toilet.
Dangerous.
Right? Leaves, creates a
creates
block.
Creates a block, exactly.
The toilet floods.
Party over.
Right? party over. It's flooding out onto the landing. And people are going, ugh. And everyone's shouting and going, oh, my God, that's disgusting. Look, oh, it's, oh, look, there's shit everywhere. Oh, what happened? And then people see pants floating and they go, some fucking dirty bastard put his pants down the fucking toilet. What a pig. Come on, let's go. The woman who he's with has gone, oh, that's disgusting. Let's go. So they go. And she goes, did you see what the cause of that was? Someone apparently had put their pants down the toilet. How disgusting is that? And Tommy's going, oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, what a pig. Anyway, you can see where this is going.
I've got a problem because I don't wear pants.
Exactly. They get home. They get home. She. They get home. Things get racy. She undresses. He undresses in front of her. She goes, you're not wearing any... Oh, my God. Exactly. Yeah. So, just goes to show. Again, don't know how we got on to
that. No, it all stems back from B&M, I think. And salmon buttons.
Yeah. And what we didn't hear about the rest of your morning. Then you went to Tesco. Was that just a normal... No, the yes, Asda. Was that just a normal shop?
You know
shop?
What? I fancied some croissants for my breakfast. I hadn't had any breakfast before I went out. I was feeling a bit flash.
Lovely.
And so I thought...
Fucking croissants. That's right, cunts. It's the fucking... It's Sunderland's number one podcasting millionaire. Get out of my way. I'm here for my croissants.
It's a bank holiday weekend. Stand aside.
And they're all going, there's that Andy Dawson. He didn't used to know even what a fucking croissant was. Now look at him. He's fucking parading around with boxes of the cunt, stomping his face in front of everyone.
So I've got my croissants and I've got four bottles of beer for £6. Four of the 660ml bottles because it'll be V-pub night with my mates tonight, so I need a bit of booze for that. What else did I buy?
What beers were they?
Two Kronenbourg and two Staropramen.
Again, the Oscar method. Spice it up. Keep yourself guessing.
Yeah, exactly. What else did I get? I think that was about it. Bag of peanuts to go with the beer later on.
Oh, I've had loads of peanuts recently.
What's your peanut of choice? Peanuts.
Well, I'm getting Sainsbury's own brand salted peanuts in a sort of reasonably large bag. I've put them on our weekly Sainsbury's order, and now I've stockpiled up quite a lot. So if I'm in the kitchen cooking dinner... What I like to do is get a zero alcohol on the go, right? A ghost ship, for instance. Put my headphones on so I don't have to listen to anyone else or anything else, other than...
Your daughter, for example, judging you.
Other than Top Flight Time Machine episodes. They can hear me in the kitchen laughing my head off. Oh, Andy. Right. And then what I do is, while I'm cooking, I have a bowl of peanuts on the go.
Oh, starter.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think of it as it's sophisticated, like a French or Italian person might do.
Of course it is, yeah.
You have a little, they always have a drink with a little bit of a
chef's treat, innit?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But sometimes, mate, I do eat so many peanuts that I spoil my I make a lovely meal and everyone's like, they're delicious. Oh, this is really nice. Why aren't you eating many, Dad?
Fucking build up on peanuts. I've eaten a pound of peanuts.
Again.
Not again. Fucking hell. All you eat is peanuts. All you do is eat peanuts and smash glass.
I've got to live like a corn-fed goose.
Yeah, you can turn my liver into fucking peanuts. Foie gras, mate.
Peanuts go straight to my liver.
Be a delicacy.
Have you tried the bags that have got salted peanuts and cashews mixed in together?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they're Sainsbury's own or if they're KP.
Is that a branded thing?
I can't remember. I've got some downstairs. I can't remember if they're KP or if they're...
I'll Google it.
But I get them in Sainsbury's, though. So if you're doing a Sainsbury's shop, have a look.
Yeah. Oh, I'll add them to this week's shop. You can add new products right to the last minute, which is obviously a great thing.
I got some pistachios as well. So that was the Asda trip. Hey, filled up my tyres. Yeah. They need to be filled up to 40 on the pressure gauge. And I had a 39. I had a 42 for some reason. One of them's fucking inflated itself
one's
more.
One's overinflated and one's slightly underinflated.
No, one's been inflated more. You must have been lopsided. Since the last time I did it. Don't know how that's happened. And on the other side, I had a 26 and a 26 and a 29. That's weird, isn't it?
Maybe there's some local scamps who go around going, come on, lads, let's go over inflating people's tyres at night when they're a kid.
Lie down blowing into the hole.
Yeah. Like some people used to go around siphoning petrol, didn't they, out of other people's cars. Like that. These guys are like that, but it's sort of a weird perverse version where they just blow air into your tyres to make your car slightly lopsided.
I think that's what it is. What else do I do? Yeah. And then I had a nap. I had a cup of tea and my croissants when I got in, put a bit of washing on the line. And then I thought, what it was, that I had a really bad sleep last night. I had a really, really fitful sleep. Two really vivid dreams. The vivid dreams keep on coming.
Oh, no.
And one of them was about me losing the kids in London and not being able to find them. And that was really distressing.
That's one of the worst dreams you can have.
So I had that.
Where you've like lost control, lost the kids. Oh.
And in London
as well. Who knows where they might
end
up.
That's the thing, isn't it?
They could end up in Shoreditch with, like, silly haircuts or something. And then they'd be lost to you forever.
Yeah, they could have ended up south of the river. Fucking hell.
Oh, bandit country.
So that was that. So I felt like I needed a bit of a nap before we did this, and I did. And there we are.
Good. Well, I think, you know, I can see the energy inside of you. I think we've all benefited from it.
I think we have.
There's an email that I enjoyed yesterday that we got, which doesn't fit into life logistics, so I can read it out now. It's from T. O'Brien. Mm-hmm. And it's coolness fantasy. Do you remember my coolness fantasies? Right. So T. O'Brien's got in touch, Tom O'Brien, to say that he has them too. Dear Sam and Andy, when I was about 11, I had a huge crush on a girl in my class. Didn't we all, mate? It was doomed as she was posh and lovely and I was a scruff with free school uniform and alopecia.
Oh, no. Different sides of the track.
Is that where your hair falls out? This didn't stop me enjoying a recurring fantasy where she and I, plus another unnamed boy, are marooned on a desert island. Shipwrecked, if I remember correctly. She chooses the other fella over me. But here is the cool bit. I honourably accept her choice and vow not to interfere, and nobly walk off to another part of the island. She looks at me as I go and wonders, have I made the right choice? Tragic and pathetic instead of cool on reflection, but I used to enjoy it. Well, Tom, what does this say about your self-esteem? We were talking about self-esteem earlier in the week and about how we think that we suffer from quite low self-esteem subconsciously, and asking if other people
impossible
felt
to be
well,
loved.
Tom. Yeah, we mentioned how either of us are so disgusted by ourselves that we find it impossible to be loved by another.
I said that, but
which was a nice
I am
chat.
Open to offers. I'll add that as well.
just to me. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up, Sam, because I did want to clarify a couple of points.
I'm not an ice man.
Listen, ladies, see it as a challenge. Ladies love a challenge. Mm. They think we're the man, we're the woman, I'm the woman who can change him. Who can make him realise that he is worthy of love.
Tame him, almost.
See? Yeah. And tame him also. But that dog's got a fucking goal. That's a deal breaker.
you have to buy a fucking teapot, you fucking weirdo.
Tom O'Brien is really... If that's your fantasy... Tom, when I was reading this, I kept expecting there to be a twist, right? The first weird bit was that there was another geezer on the island. Why didn't you just... You're in control of the fantasy. Why don't you just make the fantasy that only two of you are stranded on the island? Why introduce the other bloke?
What does that say about him?
Then, once you introduce the other bloke, I thought, well, you're going to win. No, you lose to him. Then, when you say, okay, I'm fine with that, I assume she's going to change her mind or something like he starts mistreating her.
Yeah, and you
you
come
get
to the
wind
rescue.
Of this from your part of the island.
Yeah.
You interfere and you I don't know, maybe you beat him to death or something with a coconut shell, something like that. And then she's so impressed and turned on by this display of vicious violence that you're together. I don't know, right?
But you didn't expect
but
this.
I didn't expect it to end with him just getting a girl that you fancy and you having to live on an island with them forever and ever. Hearing their moans of sexual ecstasy every night from your bed under a fucking bush.
Yeah. Well, you're hanging around with the rats.
Yeah. That's not a cool fantasy, right? And that is not a hero fantasy. That is the first example we've got of a masochistic fantasy.
Well, I've got the email in front of me here, and he says at the end, final sentence, tragic and pathetic instead of cool. It is a tragic and pathetic fantasy. That's what it is.
But he says he used to enjoy it, so he is a masochist.
He is, yeah.
He fantasises about terrible humiliations befalling
him,
doesn't he?
Well, if there's one thing we don't do here on Top Flight Time Machine, it's kink shame. and we're not prepared to shame him for his kink. But
No, I'm not going to shame him. I'm saying, mate, just change things up.
Mm.
You are worthy
Work
of love.
Work on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You, no one is out of your league.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like RuPaul says in RuPaul's Drag Race, right? If you don't love yourself, then what hope has anyone else got of loving you?
True, isn't it? Yeah.
I've been watching loads of RuPaul's Drag
seen
Race
it.
Recently,
I've not seen
and
it.
It's sensational.
Right.
Well, my daughter's got really into it, and so she's watching it a lot, and I've been watching bits and bobs it with her, and last night I watched the season finale. It is a fucking great show,
I'll try and get it. And my daughter's watched it for ages now, but never with me. But we've recently both got into watching Grand Designs together. That's our new thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
slightly different. But
I can imagine my daughter liking that.
Yeah.
I watched... A friend of mine said to me, because you got Apple TV now.
Right.
If you probably got it free. If you get a new laptop, you get it free, right? So... I was digging around seeing if there's anything worth watching on that. A mate of mine said, oh, my girls, he's got kids similar age to me. He said, my girls are really into this show they do that's like Grand Designs, but it's bigger, it's global, it's been made by Apple, and it's called Home.
Right.
And it's basically, I mean, I don't know Grand Designs, but I think it's more or less the same thing. It's people with who have built their own homes that are exceptional in some way. And he said, watch the first one. It's his Swedish family. It's amazing. They built a house and then they built a greenhouse around the house. So it's a normal house made of bricks and mortar. And then around that, they have built a gigantic greenhouse shell with its own atmosphere where they can grow fruit and vegetables and other plants year round. And you see them literally reach out their window of the house into the greenhouse section and like pull a fucking bit of fruit off the tree and start eating it, right?
They hold out a finger and the butterfly lands on it.
Yeah,
sing a little
shit.
Song to it.
Well, what's amazing about it is I thought, oh, I like it because it's curious and you fantasize, a bit like when you watch Place in the Sun, you fantasize about these other homes that you could live in or whatever. This fucking family, right? It's like a cult. The dad is fucking this really weird sort of Iceman, emotionless Swedish engineer, right? And his wife is like away with the fairies and they all worship him like a god and the whole home was his idea, right? And they live remotely from anywhere. And he's even got a teenage daughter who, in normal circumstances, you'd expect to be going... Well, this is all a bit fucking weird. My mates all live up the road in normal houses and I'm stuck here and my parents are really weird and we all have to be self-sufficient and stuff, right? And she's like, no, really nervously with a mad manic smile on her face. I don't object to any of my father's dreams. How could I object to someone I love's dreams? This is his vision and we are all living it.
God.
And at that point you think, this is like when you're watching a Netflix documentary about a cult.
Yeah.
Where the family don't realise they're in a cult.
Stockholm Syndrome,
but
isn't it?
He's trained them all. Yeah.
And you said Sweden.
It is really mad. So it's Sweden. And here's the thing. My mate is half Swedish. And so to him, I think it seems normal.
Yeah.
Right? But he doesn't realise. So he asked me if I've seen it. I went, oh, yeah, it's really good. But I'm thinking, it fucking wasn't good how you thought it was good, mate. I didn't want to say it to him, but it was good because it was the fucking creepiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Watch it. If you've got Apple TV, give it a watch and let me know your thoughts because I was so creeped out by this
family. I'm definitely going
to
check
that
out.
But they're trying to present it as if it's a nice aspirational
show.
I'll
watch that on my daughter.
It's anything
but, I've been getting Grand Designs wrong for decades. It's been on for 21 years. I've been getting it wrong. I thought it was in the same category as Location with those two numbskulls.
Yeah.
But it's not. Yeah. It's basically people who've got these ridiculously ambitious folly ideas and trying to pull them off. And you've got Kevin MacLeod, and I thought he was...
Going, this'll never
fucking work.
Well,
that's kind of it. Yeah, he just turns up and has a look around and goes, fuck off. Not as bluntly as that, but lots of raised eyebrows and eye rolling, and Kevin going, good luck with that then. It's great.
What makes him the fucking expert?
Well, he is. He's just an expert. I don't know why. I've checked his credentials.
Fucking
but...
expert. All right. What at? Houses.
Houses and that.
They could get us to go and do that.
They could.
People's projects the once
Well,
over.
They could get us to do lots of things, but they choose not to. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what. We'll leave it there for this one. We're going to be back on Sunday.
I've got...
Oh, you've got more,
have you? Mate, I've just got two things.
Right.
I'll do it really quickly. I won't dwell on them. I'll just tell you these things, right?
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, I'm well known for my brevity, aren't I?
Bonus episode coming
tournament
up.
Big news. I had to write this down. Brace yourself for this because it's got connotations for everyone, even beyond the world of football. Russia will not be allowed into the next two tournaments. They've been banned because some Russian Americans have been arrested after plotting a revolution on Russian soil.
Fucking hell, what?
Overthrowing the Russian government.
This is gonna do with football.
A war is happening. The Russian Americans were arrested when they brought attention to themselves for swearing at Russians.
Wow.
Right. They have officially been banned from 2021. They're still deciding about 2022 and 2023. It depends on how the war unfolds.
War in the Leniverse.
All I can tell you to lend context to this thing that seemed to come out of nowhere was, as you know, I had recently told Len the story of Denmark being late arrivals in the 92 Euros and winning it after Yugoslavia were chapped out because of the war. And so what I think is, I told him that, and a week later he came to me with this news about Russia.
He's been brewing, hasn't he?
And I think he's basically basing it on that, and I think there's going to be more revelations here. So that's quite big tournament news that I thought you'd want to know. And lastly, it's just a tweet, but it's a nice one. From, where is it? Oh, yeah, Mr. Binney on Twitter. It's a Roy Keane thing.
All right.
You might have heard it. He retweeted me something by someone called Tom Williams, who I think is a football journalist. And he wrote, "I hear this in your voice." And the original tweet says, "As Yap Stam is trending, here's a reminder that in one of his first Man United training sessions, Roy Keane supposedly barked to him, 'Come on, this isn't fucking William Second.' I've always wondered how Keane pronounced second. How he's written it is that team, as you know, is Willem II, like Roman numerals, right? And Yap Stam claims that he actually shouted that in the book. So this guy's written, 'I've always wondered how Keane pronounced II. It should be in Dutch. Twee.
Yeah.
Really makes the story if he nails that bit. Come on, Gap. This isn't fucking Villa Twee. It'd be great if he'd said that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He's done his research. We've got some Dutch fella coming over. I'd be probably giving him a bit of stick today, but a bit of look into where he's come from. Probably some shite club. What's this? Willem II. How do you fucking pronounce that?
Film.
I better look into it. Yeah, I'm going to call it like Rocky 2. I fucking better find out. I'm going to make a few calls, find out how you pronounce that so I can shout it at him in training now. So anyway, that's it.
All right, that's it for this one. We're going to be back on Sunday if you're IFS Platinum with another Top Flight Tune Machine. So listen out for that. As a tribute to T. O'Brien, Tom O'Brien, and his Desert Island tragic, pathetic fantasy with him wandering off and leaving the couple to their love. We'll end with the music from The Incredible Hulk, where Bruce Banner used to walk off into the distance each week.
Yeah, we're renaming that theme. Is now not called the Hulk theme, it's called Tom O'Brien's theme.
So there we go. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, Tom.
TTFN, dickheads. Especially you, Tom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.